Odds are, if you're talking on a quote-unquote landline phone these days, it's actually what's called VoIP, or voice over protocol, which means your call is really being hosted over the internet. Well, one of the first companies to do this was founded right here in the Valley. Nextiva is based in Scottsdale and was started in 2007 by Tomasz Gorny, a Polish immigrant who's grown the company into what it is today. Last year, it landed in the number one spot on the Phoenix Business Journal's list of the largest software firms in the Valley. But Gorny says he didn't make it happen by focusing on the bottom line. Instead, it's all about the customers and, as all good entrepreneurs will tell you, finding a problem that needs solving. I sat down with him to find out more.
When we started, we were one of the few companies, but one of the advantages I believe that we had, that we were ignored because we were self-funded, we had no high-profile investors, we were just three people in one room with no knowledge of telecom or VoIP. So we didn't have any clue what we were doing.
Always a good place to start.
Yeah, and on the beginning, pretty much, our competitors dismissed us, then they ignored us. And when they couldn't ignore us anymore, they tried to discredit us by telling our prospective customers that it would not be worth to spend any time with us because we wouldn't be around in a few months from now.
Wow.
So as you can imagine, this just made us better and stronger. It motivated us.
I've heard that you have an unusual leadership style. What does that mean?
I don't know what it means.
Yeah.
I think if I take a second to think about what people may allude to is that, number one, I am super transparent. Mm-hmm. You always know where you stand with me. Secondly, we are very much focused on our culture in the organization, because my attitude is that I am excited to come to Rock every morning. I cannot wait to come to Rock when I wake up, if I even go to sleep. And I want everybody to feel the same way.
So this isn't obviously your first business venture. You've done this with other companies. You've been an entrepreneur for a long time. And I always wonder with people who are entrepreneurs, where they get that bug, where they get that drive. For you, why did you go in this direction? What is it that you like about starting your own company as opposed to going to work for another one?
You know, I don't know, because, you know, I grew up in Poland, in communist Poland during the 80s. And when I was growing up in Poland, I always had this little bug for entrepreneurism. Since I was a little boy, 7, 8, 9 years old, I was doing various things that, you know, you would perceive entrepreneurial today, from organizing soccer leagues. And when I got my own computer, I programmed my own games, then was trying to sell the games on the floppy disk. So I just had it in me. But, you know, this is not really part of kind of my family DNA, because my family, my parents are very conservative people. So I don't know where this came from. Mm-hmm. And the funny part is also that when I was very little, and I don't even recall this anymore until my mom reminded me, even until recently, that when I was living in Poland, I already said when I was 7 years old that I want to move to the United States. And again, you got to envision, this was beginning of the 80s, communist Poland. We had a black and white TV, no car, and our primary source of entertainment was a radio. And just to travel in a few months of radios, like, it was like a big event.
Yeah.
So when I said to my parents, I'm going to go to America, they looked at themselves and they said, yeah, we don't know anybody in America.
I don't know about that. Yeah.
Exactly, right? But I end up coming here. And then when I arrived here in United States, when I was 20, I love being here because I love the opportunities that America provide. Mm-hmm. And the two movies that I was living in Germany from the age of 14 to 20. And the two movies that really inspired me to come to America was, number one, movie Wall Street. Not the corruption of the movie, but the possibilities that you can have if you work really, really hard. And the TV show Beverly Hills 92.10.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I knew I want to come to America and I want to live in LA. And this is exactly where I went. And I landed in LA and I ended up joining a business for sweat equity. And I wasn't earning any income. Because I was essentially earning my equity through my work. Mm-hmm. And so at night I was doing various jobs, you know, carpet cleaning, being a waiter at different events, doing car valet parking and so on.
Yeah.
But, you know, I loved that. It was the best time of my life because I was living in the country I want to live and I just wanted to be here. And then, you know, one thing led to another and, you know, I experienced some success and then I took advantage of those opportunities.
So over this amount of time that you've been in the Valley and growing this business here, you've also, I would imagine, seen the tech world in the Valley grow. It's come a long way, and there's, you know, we're not Silicon Valley, but I wonder what you think about how far we've come.
I think we came far along. When I moved here in 2005 from Los Angeles, this valley looked very different from Los Angeles and Silicon Valley. But today, I think that we provide many more opportunities thanks to great companies here in the valley, great tech companies and even in other areas. And we are becoming, I would say, not a significant player yet, but we're becoming noticed. We made our mark on the map, I would say. We weren't on the map even a few years ago. I have been at an event a few years ago where I told the story of the little engine that could, because I said our company reminds me on the little engine that could. You know, we're relentless, we keep going, and we ultimately succeed. And I feel the same way about Arizona. We're like the little engine that could. We just keep going and getting better. And I appreciate actually the commitment of many of the CEOs, founders, and great executives that end up here in the Valley, and they stay in the Valley because they want to be part of the community.
All right. Thomas Gorney, CEO of Nextiva. Thank you so much for coming in.
All right. Thank you.